This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM. I'm Michael Crow. The special session in the Alabama legislature is underway, and it turns out to not be much different than the regular session, or is it? Lawmakers are unable to agree on how to fund the state's $200 million shortfall. Here to discuss this and other news is Kyle Whitmire. He's the state political columnist for the Birmingham News and AL.com. Hi, Kyle.
Thanks for having me.
So the situation, as we've been just sitting here waiting for you to go on, is highly fluid. What is happening right now in Montgomery?
Well, I left the office to come over here thinking that the Alabama House had rejected an amendment to cut more than $150 million from Medicaid and carried over the general fund budget. And then I got here just in time to see that they were reconsidering those votes. They, in fact, went back and passed the amendment cutting $156 million from Medicaid and passed a general fund budget that I'll refer to it kindly as the "let's balance our budget by killing some poor people" budget. This budget is awful. I don't think any of these lawmakers really believe that it is realistic. They know that if they pass this, then you know, if it goes to Senate, it probably won't pass there. But if it does and goes to the governor, he will likely veto it and call them back again for another special session.
So what do you make of this, that the fact that this the general fund budget was first rejected and then on a revote, like some more votes were just magically found?
Well, look, the real train wreck was yesterday. This budget was, you know, came out of committee. But before it came out of committee, there was a crucial piece to a plan to patch together another general fund budget. And that plan included $66 million. Some people are saying $70 million of new cigarette taxes would be a 25 cent per pack tax. Everybody thought that was the most, you know, politically acceptable tax out there, that had it was the most viable. It got shot down an 8-7 vote. Those 8 votes against it included 4 Republicans, 4 Democrats. And, you know, in Alabama, that counts as bipartisanship. But look, what is in the air right now is everything that's happening is there are a lot of people trying to herd the legislature toward a gambling-based solution. And you have a lot of Democrats, and they need some blame right now. It's not just the Republicans, because of those 4 Democrats who voted against this tax yesterday. Look, the cigarette tax was part of the Alabama Democratic Party's legislative agenda for 2015, and yet they helped kill it yesterday. What we saw in the regular session were lawmakers ignoring the problem. Now we see lawmakers panicking over the problem, and it seems that every day that goes by, the further and further away a solution gets.
Well, speaking of gambling, the Senate Tourism and Marketing Committee voted to establish a state lottery and casinos. If lawmakers pass the bill, voters would also have to approve the idea in a statewide referendum. But you write in a column that gambling is a lousy way to fund state government. Why is that?
Well, there are short-term reasons and there are long-term reasons. Short-term reason is that it wouldn't provide any money for 2 years. We have a budget problem right now. What we've seen now for the long term, what we've seen in other states is, yes, at first there's an influx of money, but it plateaus pretty quickly within a few years. And if you look at what Wall Street ratings agencies are saying about the gambling industry, they say it's weak, it's oversaturated. There's not as much. There's more supply now than there needs to be. There's not enough demand. Millennials are not going to casinos for the slot machines, which make all the money. The ones who do go are going for table games. It's a quick fix, but it's not one that's long term. And this state needs long term solutions, not no growth taxes or no growth revenue streams that adversely impact the poor.
Governor Bentley has repeatedly said that Alabama must fundamentally change the way it budgets, irrespective of gambling. Does he have a point?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have a general fund right now that, you know, the problem has been for a long time that has been funded by low growth or no growth taxes. The expenses continue to grow, though. Those expenses are Medicaid, prisons, and the one that gets overlooked probably the most is mental health. If you look at what even the budget with the cigarette taxes, the fixed budget, was going to do, it was still just an awful, ugly picture.
If you can give me a quick one-word answer after our first few days of the special session, is there anything that here that looks encouraging at all?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Kyle Whitmire is state political columnist for the Birmingham News and AL.com. Kyle, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.